Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. God loved us not because we are lovable, but because it was His nature to do so. Initially, when the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, it is easy to put Jesus first, but then life happens. This love is lost as we seek other things to fill us until we are full of it. Love is the highest preference of one person for another, and spiritually, Jesus demands that this sovereign preference be given to Him. When the Spirit of God convicts us of our lost love for God, the first order of business is to deal with any insincerity, pride, and vanity from our life. God's Word says, "Love one another as I have loved you." The knowledge that God has loved us beyond all limits should compel us to go into the world to love others in the same way. But we cannot love others unless it is the reaffirming love of God springing from our hearts. If you try to draw natural love from your own well of emotions and force it upon people, you will soon get tired and end up being frustrated. Jesus is saying, "I will bring a number of people around you whom you cannot respect, but you must express my love to them, just as I have exhibited it to you." God's divine love will remain and grow in us only when it is shared and nurtured. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 and 8, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Remember, my friends, loving and living like Jesus is not a philosophy of life, but the essence of Christian faith. Shall we pray? Gracious and loving Lord, how great is that love that you have lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. We are eternally obligated to your love that you poured into our lives. Help us, Spirit of God, to respond and to reciprocate to your loving call to love others. In the most loving name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.